From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A former official at the U.S. Treasury Department says the current tariff war between the United States and China is a lose-lose situation for Beijing, Washington, and the world.
Together, these two countries make nearly 40% of global GDP. They're integral components to the global supply chains across the board.
China raised import duties on a $3 billion list of U.S. goods in response to the tariffs on imported steel and aluminum that the U.S. President Donald Trump ordered last month. It also announced tariffs worth $50 billion on a series of U.S. products, including soybeans, whiskey, and cars. Russia's top diplomat dismissed on Thursday the recent expulsions of Russian diplomats as a mockery of international law.
It is unacceptable in regards to the Salisbury incident, as well as in a number of other situations, from the U.S. election to chemical attacks in Syria and Catalonia referendum, to make groundless allegations instead of presenting concrete facts and carrying out a thorough investigation.
Two dozen countries have kicked out a total of more than 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity with Britain, which blames Russia for last month's poisoning of a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia in Britain. Meanwhile, Yulia is said to be recovering quickly, while her father remains in critical condition. The Trump administration hasn't determined how many troops it will seek to have deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told reporters National Guard troops may serve in a support role. President Donald Trump signed a memorandum Wednesday clearing the way for the deployment of National Guard troops to the border, but it will ultimately be up to the four border state governors to finalize the numbers and the precise timing. This is VOA News. Both North and South Korea leaders are preparing for a summit later this month in an effort to help resolve tensions over the North's nuclear program. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has that story.
The Koreas will need to agree on how Kim will arrive at the venue, and there has been media speculation that he would cross the military demarcation line that bisects the Koreas by foot in a symbolic gesture. The Koreas also need to determine how many times he and Moon would meet that day and whether parts of the meetings would be broadcast on live television. The Koreas have held only two summits since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Brazil's Supreme Court voted Thursday to reject a request by former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to stay out of jail while he appeals a corruption conviction.
The 6-5 decision delivers a hard blow to the front-running candidate in this year's presidential election in Latin America's largest nation. As a car believed to be carrying Lula entered a private building Thursday, his supporters outside promised to keep up his fight. Lula and his supporters say the corruption charges are politically motivated. Authorities in several cities are bracing for demonstrations for and against the ex-president. Da Silva's failure to stave off a 12-year prison sentence means that he will likely be jailed soon, though probably not until next week. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Julius Marabio has been sworn in as Sierra Leone's new president after winning a tight runoff vote. Bio took the office, or oath of office, just before midnight Wednesday, soon after the Electoral Commission named him the winner of last Saturday's poll. The announcement sent many people out into the streets overnight for celebrations. Bio, standard bearer of the Sierra Leone's People Party and a former military leader, won almost 52% of the vote. A poor West African country of 6.1 million, Sierra Leone is dealing with widespread poverty and after effects of a 2014 Ebola epidemic that killed roughly 4,000 people. Cameroon officials are calling on communities along the border with Nigeria to remain vigilant. This is following a deadly raid this week by Boko Haram on a military base. The government says dozens of Boko Haram fighters attacked a military base in Sagme Monday, killing five Cameroonian soldiers and wounding three others. And again, both North and South Korea leaders are preparing for a summit that's supposed to occur later this month. It's being applauded by many nations as something that will curb the North's nuclear ambitions. We'll have more coming up and more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.